Everybody, welcome back to the Visionary Secrets Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Monroe, and today is a beautiful day. I'm here at my house in Central Point, Oregon, going for a walk, and it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. You know, I found it that it's very important during these times of stress, these times of turmoil, to just kind of really make sure that you can appreciate the good things in life. Like, get outside, go for a walk, go look at nature, go exercise, go spend time with loved ones that you maybe are living with. Obviously, you need to be practicing social distancing, but just do whatever you can to stay positive, because I mean, as everybody freaks out, as chaos erupts in some places, it's important that we as humanity try and just stay sane and keep it together and thrive in these times of hardships, because, I mean, it's not the first time that America has gone through something like this. World War I, World War II, the SARS outbreak, those are just three, the recession. Like, America was hit not only economically, but as a society, hit so hard. Yeah, we made it through, and we became stronger because of it. So those are my two cents of the day, I guess, on that. But that is not what this podcast is going to be about. Today, I'm going to be talking about which entrepreneurs I choose to follow, which ones are like my idols, my mentors, and kind of why I chose to follow them. There's a lot of really good entrepreneurs out there, but there's also some, I wouldn't even call them entrepreneurs, or some gurus, as people like to say, out there that are spreading just either misinformation, toxic information, or just trying to scam people. So I have a handful of entrepreneurs that I follow, and I'm going to communicate those with you. So maybe you guys can go out and start listening to them, following them, and start learning from them. So let's get right into it. My favorite, well, no, I would say, I'm not going to rank any of these guys as my favorites or least favorites, but the first one I'm going to talk about is Russell Brunson, the CEO and founder of ClickFunnels. If you don't know what ClickFunnels is, it's a software that helps you design sales funnels through a very simple click and drag and place format. It's amazing the way that it is put together. It's amazing. I think he partnered up with Todd Dickerson, who's like the co-founder of ClickFunnels, who did the web design, but they did such a good job. It's so simple, so easy. And Russell, I like Russell so much because he obviously he knows what he's talking about. I mean, he's built a $200, $300 million empire that is ClickFunnels. But what I really enjoy is how much he likes to talk about his followers, his culture, the people inside of his movement. I mean, he has so many incentives to be successful in his group that it's almost hard not to be. Like, he has a 2 Comma Club award, a 2 Comma Club X, the 2 Comma Club, I can't remember what it is, but there's awards for making $100 million in one of his sales funnels, $10 million in one of his sales funnels, and I'm sure there's one for $50 million, $100 million. But every single year at his event, Funnel Hacking Live, Russell brings these winners out on stage and gives them a really cool plaque and kind of shows them off for a little bit and gives them some glory, which is super cool. And there's a lot of other cool things that come along with being one of those winners. But I just really enjoy how Russell is such a wholesome guy, and he puts out so much great content that it's so hard for you to not succeed. I mean, he's got the 30-day challenge going on, the One Funnel Away challenge going on right now, where he literally walks you through a 30-day process of, one, just finding out what you want to sell and having your funnel launched at the end of the 30 days. Like, he literally walks you through it. I mean, he has the Marketing Secrets podcast. He has the Marketing in Your Car podcast. He has Funnel Flicks, which is literally the Netflix for entrepreneurs. There's videos from Frank Kern. There's Garrett White. There's Tony Robbins. There's Steve Larson. There's so many amazing content, so much amazing content in there. And those are just a few of them. I mean, there's content in there about e-commerce. There's content in there about building funnels, funnel hacking, YouTube advertising. So many cool, like the bulletproof Facebook ads, bulletproof Instagram, bulletproof YouTube. So Russell just, he cares so much about what he's doing and about the people inside of his movement that he never hesitates to offer value and help us succeed. So I love Russell Brunson. Shout out to Russell Brunson. If you don't know who he is, make sure you go find him on Instagram, follow him, go check out his content, go sign up for a ClickFunnels account and get started, because they're the best way to get traffic into your business and to close leads and clients for your business is through ClickFunnels. Now, the second entrepreneur that I really enjoy and I love and I follow is Garrett White. He's a very, Garrett White became successful through Russell Brunson. He used ClickFunnels to become successful. But Garrett White, he's the author of Warrior Book, the CEO and founder of Wake Up Warrior, where he helps a very specific niche. He only helps married entrepreneurs, married male entrepreneurs. He helps them achieve balance in their core four, which is your body being balanced in business. And he does it in a very controversial but motivational way. I agree with everything he says, but he's very polarizing, which is why I respect him. I mean, it's not for everybody. He preaches that spirituality is really important and that us males in society are stuck in this constant system of sedation through watching pornography, drinking alcohol, smoking weed, doing drugs. And that it's just ultimately very unhealthy and it's affecting our core four. And if we want to achieve a true fulfilling life, you got to have your core four lined up. Like I said, it's your body being balanced in business. Your body is like obviously your fitness and your physical shape. Your being is your spirituality. Your balance is your family, your spouse, your kids, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. And then business is obviously the business that you started. So Garrett White, shout out to him. He has a podcast, the Daily Fuel and Fire. If you just look that up on whatever platform you're streaming this on, you'll find him. You can also go sign up for a free account on the Wake Up Warrior website, I believe. And also just go get yourself a Warrior book. It's like $20. So it's one of the best books I've ever read. He literally rearranges the way that you think about your life in that book. It's like 400, 500 pages, but it's amazing. So now moving on, I really enjoy Andy Frisella as well. Andy Frisella is the co-founder of First Form. I believe there's it's like a super supplement sort of trilogy over there. Like there's multiple businesses, but the one that I know him from is First Form. And he also is one of the founders of the RTA Syndicate, which is a very exclusive entrepreneurial group. And he had this podcast called the MFCEO Project, which was one of the first entrepreneurial podcasts I've ever listened to. And whenever I have friends who ask me about entrepreneurship and they want to get into it, I always recommend that they go watch or go listen to Andy Frisella's MFCEO Project. He did it for like 3 or 4 years and it's currently discontinued. He moved on to the Real AF podcast, which is not so focused on entrepreneurship. He just talks about whatever he wants. But Andy Frisella is the man. He is extremely old school. And even though I don't agree with everything he says, I still think he is super motivational. And he does not lie to you. He does not avoid chewing you out either. He'll tell you how it is from his perspective. And if you don't care, he does not care either. So listen at your own risk. He drops a lot of F-bombs, but he is he's the best. He's awesome. Go check him out. So another entrepreneur that I really enjoy and idolize is Dan Henry. And Dan Henry is somebody I got into very recently. I honestly didn't really like him at first. You know, I followed him on Instagram and he seemed really full of himself. I don't know what it was. I was kind of put off by him. But then as I began to venture down this journey as an entrepreneur, I realized that the people that you tend not to like in this space are people who are more successful than you. So I did a little bit more research in Dan Henry and he's super, super successful. And he's another controversial kind of polarizing entrepreneurial figure, which is important for growing in a business as fast as he did. Dan Henry is the fastest Two Comma Club winner. I believe he did it in 5 months, $1 million in 5 months, just by selling, I believe it was his sold out courses funnel where he teaches you how to create an online course. And he also has his Get Clients Now funnel, which is another Two Comma Club winner. And Dan Henry just put out a book called Digital Millionaire Secrets, which I'll probably do a podcast on in the future. But it's just so good. I believe that selling education online is one of the best business models right now, especially during this coronavirus thing, because you can create it all of it at your home. You don't have to leave. You don't have to contact anybody. It's all your education. If you set up a ClickFunnels account, you can set up a sales funnel for it, and you can also set up your master class or your where you're going to put all your courses. And Dan Henry's the man. His book is great. It teaches you exactly how he made six figures in a month on his first info product, or one of his first successful info product launch. He endured a lot of failure, as you'll see in the book, but the big winner, I believe he did like $48,000 in 25 days from when he first started building that info product. And then 5 days later, he did the follow-up webinar where he did $52,000. So he made 100 grand in 30 days. It was super impressive. And Dan Henry's he's not afraid to tell you how it is. And he does showboat a little bit. He does flex a little bit, but he deserves it because he's worked so hard. And he just motivates me to become a better entrepreneur. Now, those are my main four. Like, those guys are awesome. Obviously, I like to study the guys like Steve Jobs, Warren Buffett, some of the greats, Bill Gates. Those guys, it's just important to understand their life stories and just to see how they built empires like that. Like, obviously, I don't want to create a business like that. You know, I'm not looking to create the next smartphone. I'm not in the tech industry, but it's still important to understand how those visionaries live their lives and how they work and function as people. So those guys are really cool. But yeah, those are the four main entrepreneurs I can think of right now that I follow. I'll probably do a follow-up podcast on this if I forgot anybody. But those guys are they're awesome. If you just want to learn and get your journey started or just get some value whenever you listen to them, check them out. Trust me, they have guided me in my journey as an entrepreneur. I mean, look at me. I've been failing at this for 3 years now, but these guys have kept me going and have kept me on the right path. So that's all I got for you today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys are all staying safe out there. Like I said, the free Facebook group is now live. It's linked in the description of this episode. So make sure you go join that, check it out, and join the community of business owners who are trying to break through this level, this ceiling that they've been stuck at for so long through leveraging the body's natural addictions to dopamine and the body's reliance on environmental cues. It's a completely new way to look at productivity, focus, motivation, and success. And it's a growing movement. It's growing super fast. So make sure you hop on. So yeah, Facebook group is linked down. My Instagram is also linked and my email. So feel free to reach out if you want. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.